sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and for Simcha Ben Echagitl, Nishmas Maris Esther Basur Shmuel, Schana Basur Yona, Maris Antachana Basur Meir Zev. In the first parak of Ksubas in Dafid Gimel Amid Beis, there is a machlokas between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, a pnuya that was Mizana, if she is Ne'emenes to say, Lekoshin of Alti. And there is a maisa there with an arusa that was pregnant, and she claims that Nisabra min ha'arus. And the arus agrees, they both agree that the baby is his, or theirs. And the maisa came before Yosef, and he said, the woman is believed for two reasons. What's the first reason she's believed? Chada da hakamoda. The arus is moda that hubala. So we shouldn't be tola, we shouldn't assume that she was mizana with another man. She's nemenis even according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who holds that she's not nemenis normally when she's arguing, but here she is nemenis because he agrees. V'oid, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, lochak Rabban Gamliel, even if the Baal wouldn't admit, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that lochak Rabban Gamliel, that a pnuya that was mizana is nemenis to say, lakarshin of alti, and therefore she's nemenis to say, la'aris nevalti in the Shita Mekubetzes. He brings the Ramban, who explains the second reason. Doesn't mean that even if the husband is makhish and says, in other words, even if the husband is namod and says, shelo ba'aleha, nevertheless the woman is nemenis. It's not what it means, because if the Baal is makhish and he says, lo ba'aleha, that's bari ubari, and she's not nemenis, like we say later on at the beginning of the second parak, the Zayin Amud Aleph. Ad kan lo amar Rabban Gamliel lishan nemenis ela bari v'shema. Avo bari bari eino nemenis, eino nemenis. She's not nemenis if the husband says bari. Not only that, but we paskin earlier that Amud Aleph, that where the husband's toying bari, and she was mizana tachtov, and the woman disputes him, the husband is neman to aser himself unto her because shabi namshich tichti sura. So how does Rabbi Yosef say that the woman is nemenis? The husband's bari. Rabbi Gamliel agrees, it's no good. Shabi nafshi chatichat yisura. So how did Rabbi Yosef say that she's nemenis? So it must be that Rabbi Yosef doesn't mean to say that the husband completely contradicts her. Rather, he means to say that even if the aris is not in front of us, in other words, he went to Medina Sayyam, or he died, and we can't ask him, nevertheless, the woman is nemenis because we pass the Rabbi Gamliel that she's nemenis to say lekoshin avati. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara, that even if she's not, if he's not moda, meaning he's not around, we can still believe her. Lashon of the Shita is, this is all brought in the Shmaita Perek Beis Perek Chav, Shmaita Beis Perek Chav. It's not talking about if he's makrish. The makrish law, bari bari who v'shabi nafshich chaticha yisura. If he's makrish, then they're both bari, and he's making for himself a chaticha yisura. No good. Even if he's not around, she's believed. The Ramban brings another perish in the name of the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash holds that the aris is moda that he had beer with her. Not everybody agrees that that is effective to be machshir, because how does he know? We can still be choshesh that just like she was mafkir herself to the arus, just like she was promiscuous with the arus, she was also promiscuous with somebody else. Like we see later on in the Gemara that Rav says about a Kohen Gadol, that we're also Choshesh, and Amana the Kohen Gadol, we're also Choshesh about this. Rav says there, in Perek Amana the Kohen Gadol. So, here also we're Choshesh for promiscuity. So how do we know that just like she was Mizana with him, she wasn't Mizana with someone else? And therefore, the Rimi Gash explains that it's talking about the Aris Tainas that he's sure that she was Misaberis Mimeno. He says, listen, I know 100% we were together. I just don't know what she was doing when I wasn't around. That's what it means in the Gemara, that she's Nemenis. First of all, the husband agrees, Nisabra Mimenu, and the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Yet even if the husband isn't Moda, in other words, he doesn't know that Bivade have Vlad Mimenu, he's just Moda Shabala, but he doesn't know Bivade that this Vlad is from him. Because maybe she was mafkir herself to someone else, nevertheless, she's Nemenis to say that this baby is from the Arus, this fetus is from the Arus, because he is a Shema and she is a Bari. In fact, like Rabbi Gamliel, that Bari Vishema Isha Ne'emenes, so she is believed. Frak the Ramban and the Rimigash, how can the Aris be made Bevados Shenesabri Mimenu V'chino al Delos Befanel V'eini Makir al Kodes Lashon V'eini Makir B'Lashon Hazech V'ashtenis V'os the Rimigash Hat Gizok. I don't get it. V'chimode Miyodal Bo V'lo Yivkira Atzma La'acher. Even in the case where he's Moda, how can he say, ah, I'm Moda and therefore it's ours? Did he lock the door? He knows for sure there was not another guy there with her? He locked her up? No. Elavadai, it's not talking about where the Aris is towing, that it's Dafka from him. He's just Moda Shabala. And therefore we're told that the Uber is from her. It's from him and not from another guy. Since Minatora Heter Gamar Etzla. Midrabanan, they're Aser. Until Chuppah, until Nisun. But Midaraisa, Midoraita, Madin, Adinu, that they're Mutter. So we're told that she did it with the guy she's Mutter to Midaraisa, not the guy she's Aser to Midaraisa. Lachora. It's Shver according to the Ramban from the Sigin Yavamis. The Machokas Rabbi Shmuel in Arusa that was pregnant, and the Arus's mother that he had beer with her. Rav says the Vlad is a Mamzer because we're Choshesh, that just like we were Mafgir, she was Mafgir herself. The Gabe Ha'arus, Kenefgir Atzma, La'adam Acher. And we go after that's the Sigir we alluded to earlier in Perak Amana L'Kohen Gadol. That just like we're Choshesh, that she was with this guy, where Choshesh was another guy, and therefore the Vlad's a Mamzer. And we go after Ruba Dalma, that are usher to her, and we assume that the kid's a Mamzer. Shmuel says, no, the kid's a Shtuki. In other words, Beduki would check out his mother, and if she says Lakoshin about this, she's Ne'emanis. So this is Shver according to the Ramban. How do Rabbi Yosef say in our Sugya that when the Aris is Moda Shabala? She's Ne'emanis L'Kulei Alma. V'halo L'Rav Eina Ne'emanis V'havlad Mamzer. According to Rav, she's not believed and the child is a Mamzer. So how can the Ramban say that when the Aris is Moda Shebaleha she's Ne'emanis L'Kulei Alma? Ma patom she's Ne'emanis L'Kulei Alma? We said it's not that he's contradicting her. They're both bari. He's making himself Isser. That wouldn't work. When she's not around, when he's not around, we can believe her. Mapatom that we can believe her. Just like she was mafkir herself to the Kasha and the Rabban. Just like she was mafkir herself. This guy, she was mafkir herself to somebody else. However, the perish harimigash, it's not a kasha. There in Yavam, we're talking about the Aris is only Moda Shabala, but he's not making a taina that the Vlad is Dafka Mimenu. Maybe she was mafkir someone else, and therefore, Rav says the Vlad's a Mamzer, we go after Rudi Surah. Ashenkin and Aris Sugil, the Perish Arimigash, that the husband Tainas, Bari, that the Vlad is from him and not from someone else. In such an instance, Rav is Moida, that the Vlad is kosher. The Rimigash is okay, Mr. Dreamito, but what about the The Ramban, according to the Ramban, who holds that the Pshat is, he's just not around to ask him. So how do we believe her? According to the Rimigash, he says he knows it's from him. But according to the Ramban, he's not around to ask. So why can't we say that we follow Rov HaOlam and she was mizan with someone else? So that's a kasha. So Ramban continues, V'had Rav Yosef asna kalishna basra perak amana l'koin gadol. So the Ramban answers that Rav Yosef holds like the Lishna Basra in Yevamos, that we explain the machokas of Rabbi Shmuel otherwise, in other words, where the Aris is Moda, that he had beer with her, the Kule Alma Avlad Kosher de Talinon Ba'arus, we're told it in the Aris. That's not a machokas. What's the machokas? The machokas is that she is pregnant, and we don't know if the Aris had beer with her or not. Rav says we're choshish that she was mafkir herself to everybody. Shmuel says that she's not meant to say that I was the father is the Aris. So according to this Lashon, Rabbi Yosef is good. Rabbi Yosef is according to Kulei Alma. He's according to this Lishna Basra in Perek Amana L'Kohen Gadol. When the Aris is Moda, we're not choshish that she's mafkir herself to someone else. But Aval Lishna Kama, continues the Ramban, the Amrinan, according to Lishna Kama, Rav Yosef doesn't shtim. Rav Yosef, what he says here, their belief doesn't shtim. Because according to that Lashon, even a woman, lo daima me'alma, in other words, she's not chashuda to be mizana with others at all, Rav is also saying that ein hoda aso shela aris klum. The hoda of the aris is meaningless because we're choshish that just like she was mafki herself to the aros, so too she was mafki herself to another man. That doesn't work according to the Lishna Kama. And then he continues, the Ramban, but Hasim Avai Dedochel, in other words, Rav doesn't say that explicitly. Rav is explaining, Avai is explaining Rav. And we don't pass in like that Lashon. We pass in like the Lashon of Basra, that when the Arus is Moda, the Shebala, the Kuleyam Eloi Chayshinon, Shinzin Seim Acher. So, Rav Yosef goes along with that Lashon, that's where we pass in, that if the Aris is Moda, we're not choshish that there was another guy involved, that there was the father of someone else. Inami, continues the Ramban, the Gabi Vlad Chayshinan aval hi shari lebaila. That even if you say like the Lishna Kama over there, that Rav is choshish that she was mafki herself to another man, we can say that it's dafka the Gabi Avlad, that we ask of Vlad al safik mamzer, but then in heterisha atzma lebaila, we can say she's not menace. So if Yosef thinks Subis, he's not talking about the Isser Vlad, he's talking about the Isser Isha Labayla, and therefore, he says that when the Baal is Moda, Lekuliyama Isha Muteris. So the second Teretz to the Ramban is that there were only Choshish Al Tzav Vlad, even according to Lishna Kama, and here we're talking about the husband, the woman to the man. And, when the Baal is Moda, they're Mutter to each other. So, continues the Shmaitzel, Anias Daiti, Nirli Yashev, Divrei, Harab Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Ibn Migash, Ulufi, Mashkosav Rambam. So, I want to be Miyashev, the Rimigash, based on the Rambam, Perigil Mechasibum, Halacha Dalet. Misha zina im eishes ish v'nis'av rav amr zeh u'ubar mimenu hu afilu hu modela afa pishu b'no l'ni yerusha v'ez safik l'ni yibum shekamosh zinze imo her zinze im ish acher. Rambam says that a man was mizana with a woman, whether she was a penuya or an eishes ish, and she was impregnated, and they both say that he's the father. Nevertheless, l'ni yerusha, even though in Yerusha it's considered like his son, and he gets a portion of the Yerusha with the other Yerusha, nevertheless, then in Yibum, he's not believed to say that he's his son, to pater his wife from Yibum. Rather, Choletzes Felomis Yabemes. Can you say about this man that he died with children? When he dies now, does his wife have to Yibum? The answer is yeah, she has to do Chalitza Misafik. Because maybe, the baby wasn't his. So therefore, she does Chalitza, and she doesn't do Yibum. Since self, it's a suffix whether this is his child or not. Because it could be that just like this woman was Mizana with him, she was Mizana with someone else in a Sabra. Ad Khan, we divrei Rambam. So, Al Pi Shubnal in Yerusha, even though it's his son, in Yerusha, it's a suffix in Yibum. Shubmosh is in Simo, Karsin Simo Shachar, just like she was Mizana with him, she was Mizana with another man. Chuvis HaRosh, Klal Pei Beis, Simon Aleph, he writes, Shadvar of Tamuim. It's very, very difficult to understand the Rambam. Me'achas shekaro suffek, he calls him a suffek. Lama kasev sheyarshim motzim enu mecheskes sheyarshim avadoin. You're calling him a suffek, and now you're allowing this suffek to take from the vada yarshim. How can that be? And like tzidarush, the Rosh adds, ve'i mishum she'av ne'man al beno k'rev Yehuda. And if it's because the father is believed about his son, like Rav Yehuda, midin yakir, that the father is believed to say that this is his son, so he should also be believed l'nyan yibum, and his wife should be muteris lashuk below yibum o chalitza. He should also be neman. Just like his neman in Yerusha, he should be neman in Yibum, and then his wife should be muteris lashuk without Yibum or chalitza. Okay, in chalitza nami ein neman, and if we're paskining of neman al benol, in chalitza also, he should be neman. Azoy ot gefrekt the Rosh and Rambam. So the Shmaitzah answers the kasha of the Rosh as follows. The Sfira lay Kevin of Naaman al Beno the Kaimelon Kriv Yehuda Mishum Tchsiv Yakir in Cain Ki Hechi the Baal Dover Atzmoy Hechi the Mamin Lechav Vesemech Tatu Ala Bavale Kili Yoda Vahoda Ba Atzmoy Shabin Ashik Tichit Yisura Avo Gavduhu Atzmoy Eni Yodeh Avo Kish Somech Daito Vemashim Magid Lo Acher Havale Kim Hoide Ba Me Atzmoy. That the reason of the Rambam is that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, father is believed about his son, because it says Lagabe Yerusha, ki es habachor ben asnua yakir, lasis lo pishnayim, and we darshin yakir yakirenu la'acherim. So mikana Rabbi Yehuda, that a person is believed to say that this is my son who's the Bechor. And just like he's believed to say this is my son who's the Bechor, a person is allowed as a belief to say Zeh ben Grusha, Zeh ben Chalutza. And the Rambam holds that a father is neman about a son even when he says he doesn't know on his own. He just believes somebody else. Yakirenu Lachem is also Shaykh. Meaning that a person is naman about himself even if he doesn't know independently, but rather he's trusting someone else. It's as if he knows, and the Shabi Anashi Chatichat Yisura, like we find in Evan Ezer Kuftes Vav Siv Zayin, that if one of his relatives said, somebody's close to him, it's not to be relative, somebody's close to him said, and he believes this person that his wife was Mizana, if he's so Mechdaito, that it's MS, he has to divorce her, not let her be with her anymore. If so, since Legabe Atzmo, it's Smichas Daito al Acherim, So we see that legabe atzma, trusting others, is as if he knew on his own. So now, din yakir, that the Torah gave the father ne'amanus on his son, just like a ne'amanus of a baal din on himself. So him trusting others, him relying on others for his information, is also as if he knows on his own. So that's how the Shmaitza starts explaining the Rambam, and he continues and he says that we see this in the Beis Shmuel also. In the Beis Shmuel, we see that if somebody relies on others, it's as if he knows on himself. It's also Torah Siyakir. It says in Shulchan Aruch that an Eishes Kohen that says to her husband, "I was raped," she's not believed to aser herself to him, because we say maybe she wanted to marry another man, and this is a great way of getting out of her marriage. Nevertheless, after her husband dies, she's asura l'kol kohen, because she was moda that she was a zona. Shavi anav shechticha d'isura, just out to her husband, she's not believed. And that's what it says, the Zeshtet in Shulchan Aruch. And that writes the Beis Shmuel, Nirim nisis l'kohen b'nek sheirim, then an emenes l'sol b'nea. That if after her husband dies, she goes and she marries another kohen b'isur, her kindalach are ksheirim. She's not ne'emenes to passel her children. So dafkala of the Torah gave ne'emanus, but not lein. And if the father says that he believes her, he can make his sons chalalim. So the father, we believe, and if the father says he trusts her, he is ma'am l'dvareha, so he can make his sons chalolim. Moshe ne'aman lomar ben grusha, it's like he can say this is a ben grusha. Umavur debetar siyak raf gav da ben yodeh ba'atzma lo shemam l'acher v'samich daitu ala b'dom lo b'emes ne'am z'alasis ha'ben l'cholol ha'idei zeh v'abed ha'yaki akarenu l'acherim. You see from the Beis Shmuel, like the Shmaitzer said, that even if he doesn't know himself, he's just somech. And others, he says he believes her, so it's as if he knows on his own. And we relate the din of Yakir, Yakarenu l'acherim, to him. So by trust, if it's considered that he has independent knowledge, if he says that I trust someone else, I trust her. So now, Firtois, the Sheif Shmaitza, his teretz and the kash of the Rosh and the Rambam. That's why a woman who's mizana, the husband's allowed to say that the Vlad is his son with respect to the Yerusha, because he believes the woman, and he's samich daito aleha, that she was a mizana with others. B'chai gavna, in such a case, Toras Yaki was shayich, like we said. Then Yerusha came into samich al dvareha, shehu minei, havei le yakir, da'av ne'aman lomar, ze b'ni b'torat yakir, hein li Yerusha, ve'hein le poslo. So the father is believed with Toras Yaki, if he trusts someone else. Sai le Yerusha, sai to pasol, the son. Aval lechalitza, Deino inyan hanogel guf habein eino neman. So that's only edus that's nogea libno, but edus that's nogea to others, the father doesn't have nemanus, and therefore with respect to chalitza, he's not neman to say that he's his son to pater his wife from chalitza, because this edus is not nogea to the son, it's only nogea to the isha. And as far as this is concerned, the Torah didn't give him their manas when it comes to others. And even though we paskin that if somebody says lefnei misaso yesh li banim, he's neman to pater his wife from Yibum, as the Shmaitzer brings, v'omer yesh li banim to neman eino ela mishum mi. So why, if someone says in Ebenezer kufnun vav sivav, he says I have children, he's Naaman. You know why that is? It's no get to others, this wife's chalitza. And well, mishum migu to be other lagarsha, kvisa pergesh, no chalim. Avalena b'tar siyak, yer kem den ogel, no. El ishin is kukla chalitza, oh lo. So, this is not me, Torah Yakir, that he's Naaman to say I have children. Because amigu, mali l'shaker, mali l'shaker. If he wants to pater from Yibum before he dies, let him divorce her, and then she's p'tur from Yibum. So that's why we believe him. But Torah Yakir is only shayich be'edus hanogas l'ben atzma, v'lo l'gabe yodam acher. And therefore the Rambam says that somebody was mezana with an eishes ish and she became pregnant and she says this Uber is at the taxi, the fetus is from him, even if he's modeh, he's a son linyan Yerusha, but it's a suffix linyan Yibum, because maybe she was with another guy, because when it comes to Torah Yakir, he doesn't have. What's nogea to the son, he's believed. So in Yerusha, he's believed. But when it comes to what's nogea to others, to her chalitza, he's not believed. In other words, Chorot Shver. In the Nidon of the Ramla Gabi Ishish is Insa. Why don't we say that the father is believed to say that his son, that he's his son, to pater his wife from Yibum, mitam migu. He could divorce her. So since he could divorce her, if he wanted her to be p'tur from Yibum, and he doesn't, so therefore he should have a migu, that biyado lagarsha, and therefore he's believed to say that this is my child. And Amela, she should be p'tura from Yibum. So explains the Shmaitza that here the Svara of Migu isn't Shaykh at all, because even though we could say Malo l'shaker, and he's definitely telling the truth, but we know that he doesn't know the truth himself. He only thinks that that's the truth because he's Somech on what she says. So therefore, L'didan, we are not Somech al Amiras Isha. We're still in doubt. And therefore, his edus is not effective vis-a-vis the Yibum. And even though vis-a-vis him, it's considered as if he knows on his own, and therefore he's naman to say that it's his son in Yerusha, that's only in edus ha-nogas l'bino b'atzmo. Torah believed him to say that it's his son, just like a baal din is made on himself. But edus ha-nogas l'isha, it's like other edus, that edin echad is not naman. So therefore, when he says that I have sons, he's Naaman, because he knows he has sons. And if he'd be lying, so he could divorce her if he wants to get her out of Yibum. So therefore, we can believe him. But in this case, where he himself doesn't even know if this is his child, he's just trusting her. So he's trusting her, but we don't know how to trust her. And he can only trust her when it comes to the son himself, when it comes to Yerusha, but not when it comes to Dinei Yibum. That's not the Nogea to his son. And therefore the Rambam can say that Alt Yerusha, the child is his, as we believe him, and Alt Yibum, she still has to do chalitza because we're really not sure. So that's pshat in the Rambam. And the Shmaitza goes further and he explains the Rush, what the Rush was thinking. And Ritzos Hashem Darkenu, I hope that in the next year we are able to see the how the Rush would learn, Machokas Rambam and Ran and Rush in Yakir. And then hopefully we'll get back to the Kash of the Ramban on the Rimi Gash and see more Nefilos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, 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 shal